Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Scandal and Vice, or Sugar and Spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel joins us. Hey,
hey, good morning, Bobby.
You're always so alive. I love it. I love it. I love it. What have you been up to, my friend? Busy, busy, busy.
Busy weekend. I went into the pouring rain and saw Dua Lipa last night in New York City. That's one of the magical things about New York City. No matter where you are, there's always something happening in your town, I'm sure.
Yes.
So Dua Lipa announced an hour before she did it because of, they don't want overcrowding. Mm-hmm. Dua Lipa said, I'm doing a show in the middle of Times Square. So
come and see.
Went there, and she was performing on the back of a truck, pretty much.
Fabulous.
A new album. But in comparison, I go home, and Dua Lipa had thousands of people there.
Thousands.
Then see what Madonna did in Brazil, where she had 1.5 million people. That's incredible. So, yeah, it was a busy weekend in New York City. How was yours?
Really, really good. I saw that Madonna thing, too. 1.56 CNN are reporting maybe even 2 million people turned up on the beach, the Copacabana beach in Rio, to see Madonna. It was a free concert to close out her show. How do they do that? Like, just security wise or looking
there? There is no security.
There isn't. You just turn up.
You just turn up and you hope for the best. I mean, like that's what it is. And where we are in the city too. The city is like this is like a Super Bowl esque weekend in New York City. For those that are unfamiliar, because tonight is the big Met Gala.
Yes.
So all these celebrities are just like sneaking around town. And where I am, uptown in Manhattan, literally every other hotel has a bunch of celebrities that we all know and love, just hanging out.
It's
kind of interesting. It's a good people watching.
It's a good people watching. If you're in the city and you want to see celebrities tonight, go and stand outside the Mark Hotel or the Carlisle. Those are the two big fancy hotels where all the celebrities stay. Sometimes, you know, it costs about $600 a night to get a room in those hotels. That's right. They don't use the room. They just use it to get changed in. And so they wanted to get dressed in those crazy costumes. They're so over the top by the venue in Midtown. And so those hotels, can you imagine paying that much money and not sleeping there? Give me the key, Garrett. If you're listening, Madonna or Kim Kardashian or whatever celebrity, J-Lo, who's going tonight, if you're not going to use your room after you get dressed, give Garrett and I the key, and we promise we won't be too greedy with the room service.
I will just take the free stuff that's already there. You know what I mean? I won't order anything else.
There's already coffee. Give us the key. Okay, let's...
Did you watch Tom Brady last night?
Fantastic.
It was a little long for me. It was like watching the Oscars. But Tom Brady got roasted live on Netflix. And it was fun. There were some people that probably shouldn't have been behind the mic, but, you know, credit to Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
For being a very good sport.
Yeah, she got booed. So Kim got up to tell a joke. She started her joke about Kevin Hart, about his size, his height. And the crowd turned. And I'm not sure if they were defending Kevin
crowd.
Or if they were just mad with Kim. But Kim, to her credit, she stood there and she took it. There was also an awkward moment, too, when one joke, it was not about Giselle. It was about Robert Kraft, who owns the football team, the Patriots. There was a joke about him, and that was the only time Tom did not laugh. He did not like it. In fact, he even got out of his seat. I thought it was going to be a Will Smith moment where the guy was going to get slapped. But he got out of his seat. He went over to Jeff who was roasting him, and said, "Don't say that again."
It was interesting, and I think the other person who really took it on the chin, it was Giselle last night, and she wasn't even there. You know, like, I mean, I know everything is not off, everything is off limits. There were no boundaries, but for Giselle not to be there and for her to get most of the jokes, you know, the butt of the jokes, I thought that was a little unfair.
If I had Tom, I would have been like, I don't want, not my family. You can actually have perimeters. My friend Joan Rivers, may she rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
She did the Donald Trump roast long before he was the president. And she told me that they met with Donald before to say, what can we make fun of? Can we make fun of your hair? Can we make fun of all your marriages? Can we make fun of what you've said about your children, particularly the weird, creepy stuff about you and Ivanka? He said, yes, yes, yes. The one thing she could not make fun of was his money. She had a joke that he wasn't as rich as what he says he is. He went mad. So it's interesting, isn't it? We all have our Achilles heel. We all have the one thing that isn't funny, at least to us. With Tom, it was Robert Kraft, the owner of the football team, not Giselle. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It's tea time. We're finding out more about Britney's new boyfriend, Paul Solis. So after that fight, disagreement, argument at the Chateau Marmont, where the paramedics were called, now more information is coming forward. We're finding out that the two of them stayed at the Fancy Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas in December. They got into such an argument that they damaged the room. Tens of thousands of dollars had to be spent to repair the room. Lots of drama here. These two seem so toxic. Britney likes the bad boys. What can I say?
I mean, first, how much do you think the Chateau costs for a night?
It's about $12,000.
No, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she got a bungalow. So if you get a bungalow, it's like this separate standalone little house. There's about 8 bungalows at the Chateau. Now, she's in a regular room, probably about 1,000, 2,000, but if she got a bungalow, we're talking 12,000.
Oh, and let's remember, according to Britney, all this is made up by her mom. Her mom is behind all this. They are fine as a couple, even though her ankle is swollen and there was something going on. This is all just her mom.
There were two people in the room, Brittany. You and the boyfriend, and one of them has a swollen ankle. Your mom wasn't in the room. It doesn't take Tom Hanks in The Da Vinci Code to figure this out.
Or like Nicolas Cage.
we can figure this one out, Brittany. But it's so interesting. I spoke to my sources. They said she has always liked the bad boys, the Kevin Federlines, who now turns out to look like an angel. She likes these guys. Sam was the nicest boyfriend, husband she ever had, but he couldn't.
Think about it. Like, looking back at Britney's past, what, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, do you think we would ever get to the point where we would say, hey, you know what? Kevin Federline.
He's a good guy. I know. Kevin Federline's the good guy out of this. She likes the bad boys. Justin Timberlake probably being the biggest exception to that. But what do you do? What do you do if you have a friend, a family member who dates these dodgy guys? And that brings us to our poll question of the day. Britney Spears, we're finding out a lot more about her and her boyfriend's troubled history. Do you like bad boys? It's about you today, not Britney. Or bad girls, I guess. Do you like them? I never have. Now, my sister, Christine used to love a bad boy. She didn't marry a bad boy. She married a good boy. She got them all out of her system. But she had such awful boyfriends. And I wanted to say, why are you dating these losers? You're so cool. Why are you dating these losers? What about you? Would you ever date a bad boy? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Hey, Garrett Love, what are you working on?
All right, let's talk about Channing Tatum and his ex-wife Jenna Dewan, almost ex-wife. Mm. They're battling out in the divorce trial now. There are several different trials possibly happening. Channing wants to make it all one single trial. He's looking to streamline this divorce proceedings with his ex-wife by urging a judge to handle all the issues in one trial, which I get. For two busy people, why just do it all in one?
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Because I think Channing realizes that, you know, the narrative of the story will stay with the judge, and that judge will be able to see things clearly versus taking care of one issue, then bringing it to another judge who has to form a new opinion, and then possibly favor in Jenna's favor, in especially hiding the magic mic money that she's claiming that she deserves, that Channing is holding back from her. And it's just so interesting to see that this almost feels like this is going on as long as the Brad Pitt Angelina trial. You know what I mean? Like, this seems like this is on the edge of taking the lead in it. From what I feel, you know?
Yeah, it's been going on for 6 years. 6 years. It's interesting, isn't it? I used to think when you got divorced, when a couple broke up, you just got divorced and then you moved on with your lives. But no, not with multimillionaires. There's money involved. There's assets involved. There's sometimes children involved. So this is getting really ugly. He claims that she's just trying to stretch this out. She wants this out there in the press for as long as possible to do damage to him and his reputation. She's claiming, no, that's not true. These are really complicated financial matters. Millions of dollars are at stake here. They want forensic scientists to check the books. How much money did you earn? It's quite simple.
It's almost a decade. Almost 7 years, almost a decade of this. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's craziness. It's crazy. Channing, pay her. It's not worth it. Whatever money you are trying to keep, I just say pay it. I know people who have had divorces, and the ones that are the most happy, at least in my opinions, are the ones that just got it over with. Split it 50-50. Why, you know, do I need 10 million? Do I need 20 million? No, it's all silly.
That's why we got the third installment of Magic Mike, probably.
That's probably right, to pay for this divorce. Ugly, ugly rich people problems. Okay, this story's really blowing up. So, John Leguizamo, who I saw at the theatre a couple of nights ago, you looked good. John did an interview with Andy Cohen and talked about working with Patrick Swayze. Now, normally, we don't talk bad of the dead, and I think John might have said a little bit too much. John would probably argue he wasn't talking bad, he was just telling the truth. Remember they made that movie together, To Wong Fu, in 1995. Oh, yeah. Very, very funny movie. They did not get along on the set. In fact, they really butted head. John liked to ad-lib. He liked to go off script. He's very, very funny. Patrick was the opposite. Patrick rehearsed stuff methodically. He knew every camera angle. He knew what he was going to say, how he was going to say it. And so they definitely clashed on the set. Now, John went on to say that he was a bit of a control freak, Patrick, and he was neurotic, and he was cantankerous during the movie. Well, now, Patrick's brother, he's speaking out. His name's Sean Swayze, and he's saying, this is just all not true. And to be honest, John wasn't that nice either.
Ooh. It's tough to say, especially when someone's passed away, because you're only getting one side of the story, you know. And I get it's easier to let your feelings out, or maybe he was holding on to them for so long and he felt now is the time. But it's just like, it's unfair. And now you have his brother, who really, you know, only has stories that Patrick passed down to him to really defend Patrick. So, you know, I think it was a cheap move to say this now versus, you know, while he was alive.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, it's a cheap move. Ugh, doesn't leave a good taste in anyone's mouth.
Right.
Okay, this story made me scream. Tiffany Haddish is revealing that she used to have a celebrity crush on Henry Cavill, Superman, but not after meeting him.
Well, yes, and she was telling the LA Times that, you know, I used to really want Henry Cavill. That's very strong, want Henry Cavill. I think he's so hot, but I met him, and he was so awkward. It was like, this would be weird. You know, she even called him a nerd, speculating that he might find more solace discussing fantasy games like Dungeons and Dragons.
Nothing wrong with that.
Romantic pursuits. And you know what they say, never meet your heroes or the people that you're really in love with, because they'll just let you down eventually. So, I mean, not fair. Come on. I'm sure he has more to him than that. You know, maybe he was just nervous to meet Tiffany. You know, and you come across awkward that first meeting.
Yeah, I think he's so good looking that he's going to be fine here. We don't have to worry about Henry.
Well, he's
going to be fine. He's a little awkward. I've interviewed him on the red carpet. He's a little, you know what it is? I don't think he enjoys being a celebrity. I bet if you met him outside of a premiere, he'd just be like sort of a quiet, shy guy. But at premieres and those big events or meeting other celebrities, he was a little bit awkward. Okay, quickly before we get a break, Whoopi Goldberg has a new memoir out. It's a brilliant, brilliant memoir. But she discusses pretty much everything, from being brought up in the projects to her life now, to being happy being single, saying marriage life is just not for her, to maybe shockingly opening up about her cocaine addiction in the past. She said that during the 80s, she would use a lot of drugs, but she gave them up and then she started doing them again. And she explains the drug scene in Hollywood, saying that she was famous and she was rich and she'd go to these parties and drugs were everywhere. There was cocaine just lying around on tables. People weren't sneaking off to the bathroom or to hide to do drugs. They were doing it out in the open. And she got really involved in this. It didn't end well. So Whoopi certainly made changes in her life. She's clean now. But I think talking about this stuff, being honest about your life, not only helps others, but it helps you too. I'm happy to see Whoopi tell the truth.
Yeah, and it helps you move forward, like you just said.
Yeah. Okay, talking about moving forward, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett.
Hello.
Let's get to the polls. Hey, last show we talked about Britney Spears having an altercation with her boyfriend Paul Saltz. She called it fake news. Our question was, do you agree? Is this all fake? Is this made up? Did her mum do all this? Was there a body double? Britney said there's photographs. They were not her. Do you agree? Ooh, 4% agree. That means 96%.
That 4% was Britney voting on four different phones.
We see you, Britney. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, it was back last night, but Real Housewives of New Jersey was on, and Melissa Gorga finds a little bit of humor in Teresa's predictions of Melissa's Real Housewives of New Jersey departure.
That's right.
Now, despite Teresa's assertions during the season 13 reunion that Melissa would be leaving, both women, along with the rest of the cast, received pickup letters to return for season 14. Reflecting on the situation, Gorga found some humor in the turn of events, and she described returning to filming as fun and couldn't help but joke about the situation, saying, "What had happened?" So, you know, it's interesting where even though it's reality and we think it's kind of scripted, there's a degree of like politics to it. So by Teresa putting it out there, you know, it kind of like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Because once it's on the internet, it's there forever. So Melissa could easily just stoop down to Teresa's level, but I think she's taking the high road on this.
She does take the high road. I like Melissa. These housewives annoy me a little bit. I used to be really into the show. I'm not into it as much anymore. But I know Melissa a little bit personally. And whenever I see her out, she's always really funny and she's quite charming and she's in on the joke. I know she's done your show. She was great when she came over to Z100.
Oh, and last night on the premiere of Real Housewives in New Jersey, they actually went to a restaurant in Cranford, New Jersey, which I frequent almost like once a month. The one thing I hated, when I wanted to go, it was shut down because they were filming that episode of Real Housewives in New Jersey.
Full circle. Melissa, you're our nicest of the day. It's very rare that a housewife is the nicest of the day. Okay, let's do our naughtiest of the day.
Uh-oh.
Naughty, naughty, naughty. Sharon Osbourne, you do make me laugh, but this is cheeky. Sharon feels vindicated now that the talk is going away. So 3 years after Sharon's controversial exit from the show, the talk is getting cancelled. doubled. The numbers plummeted when Sharon left the show. They never bounced back. In fact, I think it was the lowest rated CBS daytime show, so it wasn't going to survive that. But is it right, 3 years later, 3 years, that you're still gleefully, you're gloating, you're happy? Sharon, move on, move on.
I don't know. I'm a with her with this. Like, you get burned pretty hard. Like, you want to see some of the revenge, you know what I mean? Like,
revenge, you do, Garrett. I'm quite, you do.
Especially if you feel like you got wronged very badly. Right. Like she did.
I don't hold a grudge, and some people, it's almost annoying. My friends are annoyed by the fact that I can move on really fast. I can.
I'm annoyed that you just told me that. Like, I'm annoyed at you.
I don't hold a grudge. Maybe for 24 hours I hold a grudge. And then I'm too lazy. That's what my problem is. I'm too lazy to even hold a grudge. Move on, Sharon. Let's end with a moment of rub. You get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rub. Don't confuse your free time with time that you are free to be available. Your free time's really important. You need time in your life to do nothing, to slow down, to do absolutely nothing. That's your free time. It's not time that is unscheduled. It's not time where you can do anything with anybody else. No, it's your time. So don't become addicted to being busy. Have you ever done that? You just have to be busy, busy, busy all the time.
Yeah, you feel like you got to be doing something.
Yeah, don't do that. I'm now fine sitting down for 2 hours and reading a book. I'm fine going for a walk for an hour and thinking about all my favourite songs from the 80s. Okay, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you gotta be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.